D. If I committed a violation. Consequences of doping. Doping affects individuals, your sporting career and health. Doping affects those around you, destroying the trust of your families, friends or teammates, sport itself and society as a whole. Your clean sport action will have a significant impact on various elements of your life. Learning objective. 1. You can explain, in your own words, the short and long-term effects of doping to those around you. 2. You can explain the procedures of determining a consequence if occurred. What will you lose due to doping? If you commit any anti-doping rule violation, ADRV, can you reflect on what you may face? It could damage your sporting career. What's more, it could also involve a loss of the support from your family, friends, colleagues, fans or sponsors. Your sport and how society sees sport can be affected. Can you imagine what may happen to you? How would you feel if you found out that you were being moved up in your rankings or receiving medals because of other athlete being discovered doping? How would you react if you received a true medal years after the event and if you discovered that the athlete you celebrated victory together had doped? Processes to determine a violation. Doping investigation, which do not necessarily involve an athlete's sample, or if an athlete's A sample has tested positive, the anti-doping organization, ADO, will notify the athlete and their national sport federation about a possible rule violation as AAF. As a general rule, a provisional suspension will be imposed, which prohibits the person from any sporting activities, see more page 30. The athlete can request an analysis of the B sample, and the athlete or your representative can attend the B sample opening and analysis. At an independent disciplinary hearing panel, the athlete can present your opinion. If a positive result came out, example, when your NADO conducts doping control as a testing and results management authority. A sample analysis. Athlete. Your NADO contacts you when a sample result came out as an adverse analytical finding, suspected doping or positive result. Athletes right at this stage, substantial assistance. Early admission. Case resolution agreement, find more on page 30. Athlete. Request for B sample analysis. NADO WADA accredited laboratories analyze B sample. Attend the B sample opening and analysis by athlete or athlete's representative. If A sample result unconfirmed, the notification letter with a negative result of the B sample and the provisional suspension lifted. The athlete can resume sporting activities. If A sample result and B sample result are the same, the notification letter about attending a hearing panel. Also, if athlete does not request for B sample analysis, athlete will receive the notification letter about attending a hearing panel. Check the International Standard for Results Management, ISRM. Athlete can state opinion at the hearing panel. Receive the decision of the hearing panel. If you disagree or were dissatisfied with the decision by the hearing panel or the ADO's decision to deny your TUE application, you can appeal. Check to whom you can file an appeal, depending on your athlete level and who has authority or jurisdiction over you. Athletes or athlete support personnel, ADOs, NADO or IF, or WADA can appeal. Sanctions against anti-doping rule violations. Sanctions will be imposed for a certain period, including cancellation of competition results, withdrawal of medals and points, and imposing a ban on all sports-related activities. The names of the sanctioned person and the contents of the violation will be made public. Team sports, if more than two members from the team are found positive during the event, sanctions on the team, like deducting points or disqualifying them from a competition, will be imposed. Your IF or event organizer may impose far more severe sanctions on the team. Results cancelled. Ineligibility. All sports-related activities prohibited, such as participation in event. Team activity. Coaching. Sanction on the team. Team results cancelled. Team activities not allowed. The names of protected persons, minors, aged under 18, or recreational athletes will remain undisclosed, in principle. Period of ineligibility. The period of ineligibility varies depending on the ADRV item having triggered the violation. The period may depend on whether the athlete can prove how the prohibited substances found in the body was ingested and that it was not intentional. Multiple violations may result in lifetime ban. The period of ineligibility would vary depending on the specific circumstances of each case. Intentional as defined in the code. Athletes or other persons who engage in conduct which they knew constituted an anti-doping rule violation or knew that there was a significant risk that the conduct might constitute or result in an anti-doping rule violation and manifestly disregarded that risk. Substantial assistance. When an athlete or other person charged fully discloses all complete and credible information they possess in relation to the anti-doping rule violation concerned and fully cooperates with an investigation by the ADO or hearing panel, the period of ineligibility may be suspended. This will depend on their efforts to eliminate doping in sport or other sport integrity violations. The extent of any suspension of period of ineligibility depends on the seriousness of a violation and the significance of any assistance provided. Code 1071. Early admission. If the athlete admits the violation and accepts the period of ineligibility within 20 days of notification by the anti-doping organization, a possible sanction of 4 years or more may be reduced by 1 year. In this case, a hearing will not be held. Code 1081. Case Resolution Agreement. After being questioned by the ADO about a possible violation of an anti-doping rule, if the athlete or other person admits to the said violation and subject to agreement by the ADO and WADA, they may have their period of ineligibility reduced, depending on the nature of the violation, the degree of fault and how quickly they admitted. Code 1082. Contaminated Product. Contamination. If the athlete or other person can establish that the prohibited substance came from a contaminated product, the sanction may range from a reprimand, no sanction, to 2 years, as far as they can establish no significant fault or negligence, and depending on their degree of fault. Code 10612. Supplements are huge risk for athletes. Athletes take supplements at their own risk. To establish no significant fault or negligence, the athletes must demonstrate that they exercised a high level of caution and took actions before taking that supplement. Case study. Doping will eventually be revealed. The statute of limitations is 10 years. Even if a negative test result come out at the time of testing, the sample can be reanalyzed within a period of 10 years. The technology for analyzing samples is advancing daily. The latest analytical methods can reveal violations and sanctions of ineligibility and withdrawing competitive results/medals can be imposed. Even if you thought you succeeded hiding, yes, the truth will eventually come on front.